Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Mary's on the line in Greystones. Mary, why did you get in touch?
I got in touch, Andrea, because last Friday I got an email from Bord Gáis. They are my energy suppliers. Tell me that they're going to take the money out of my account again on the 12th of November. And I thought, I only paid that bill last week or the week before. So I'm back on my bank account and I discovered that I had paid the bill on the 14th of October.
Right.
I thought it was a mistake, to be honest with you. I thought, because I have bi-monthly bills, and I thought it was a mistake. So I rang them up and no, they said your July-August bill was delayed in... So it was delayed for 4 weeks, my July-August bill.
Okay.
Now, normally I wouldn't take any notice of this, but I'm recently retired, so I would be keeping an eye on my bank account now, you know what I mean? And I thought, but I said to her, I said, like, you can't be doing this. You know, I said, I'm actually a pensioner, and I said, to take, you know, they got the €300 out of my account in a month. I said, you know, it's just not good enough. Like, this is your mistake.
Yeah. And so just let me go to Cross Mary for a little moment there. 14th of October. Can I ask, how much was the bill?
The bill on the 14th of October. You see, my bills are small because I live alone. The bill on the 14th of October was about €125.
And then in November?
And in November, I think it was about 155. I haven't got
right,
the figure.
In and around that 100. Well, sure, it's the guts of, yeah, it's £280 coming out in 2 months.
Well, this is it. My point to her was, like she said, oh, we can stop the direct debit. And I said, well, there's no point in stopping the direct debit because it has to be paid. But I said, my point is that to do this without even some kind of communication about it, I said, it's just not good enough. I said, in the month of November, when energy bills are through the roof anyway.
And coming into Christmas.
Well, this is it. And, you know, if it was somebody that wasn't as, I suppose, computer friendly as I am, they wouldn't even know that. And they'd go to the shop to buy their milk on the 15th of November and their card would be declined.
And they said, when you rang up Bord Gáis to chat to the Mary about this, they said to you it was because there was a delay in taking the July-August payment.
Yes, and that was down to, first girl said it was that my bill was pending on the system. And then the second girl I was talking to told me that there was a delay in getting data from Electric Ireland. And I said, but I have a smart meter. And I said, when that smart meter went in, I said, the lad that installed it said to me, you'll have no more bother with bills or with estimated bills or anything because that reading goes straight to your supplier. And she said, no, that's not the case. Now, I don't know whether it is or not.
I know. You take their word for it, obviously, yeah.
Yeah. And but I said, but anyway, my point was that there should have been some communication with me. That there was a problem with the bills and that the bills, you know, because let's face it, like, I mean, you need to have money in your account, particularly if you're on direct debit for your bills.
And sure, you weren't expecting, you thought when the bill came out in October, there wouldn't be another bill till December.
Yeah, exactly.
But it came out again in November, and when you buried this, you were told it was because of delay. But the delay wasn't on your end. Like, it wasn't your issue that the money was there for the bill to come out in July and August, as you thought, Mary.
Well, no, absolutely. Like, yeah. I have never not paid my bill. You know what I mean? The money was always there.
It was there, ready to go.
If that money wasn't there and if the bill wasn't paid, you know, they'd be quick enough getting on to me then.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
And that was my point. But my point was more for people sort of probably more my age that wouldn't be, you know, getting emails or stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? It was only because I got an email and I thought to myself, I paid that bill a week or two ago. And it was really, what annoyed me more, even more, was the attitude. Was their attitude, well, that's the way it is. Like, we can stop your direct debit.
But I said, sure, what use is that in no heat in November?
I said, the bill still has to be paid. I said, I don't have a problem with paying the bill. The bill still has to be paid. I said, it's the fact that there were, that, you know, that the glitch was at your end and you did absolutely, you didn't contact me. And now I said, you're telling me that that's just the way it is.
And I take your point. If there'd even been a phone call to say, look, it's an issue our end, and so as a result of that, we'll stall out the next, we'll change the date of the next December direct debit to January, or, you know, or something to facilitate two bills coming out in 4 weeks at the guts of nearly £300.
Well, that's what I was thinking, and particularly now when people have to heat their homes, like in the summer, it wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, people have to heat their homes. So I said, so what you're telling me, I said, that you were going to take money out of my account and leave me with no money in my account to heat my home or buy my food. I said, that's the bottom line here. But we can stop your direct debit, she said, you know, and I said, but sure, it has to be paid. It's the winter time. It has to be paid. And I said, to be honest with you, I said, I'm not happy about any of this. Mm. I said, communication is the key here. And I said, if I had got a phone call, an email, or something to say there's a problem with your bill for July and August, I said, I wouldn't have had a problem with that. But I said, to just take that amount of money out of my account in the space in less than 4 weeks, I said, it's just not good enough, particularly when the problem was yours. And I said to her, I said, now the situation is, I said, that I'm not happy with this service. So I said, if I were to move, you know, to go to another supplier, I said, what's the situation there? Well, you're in contract until August 2026, which I knew anyway, because when I got the smart meter, I went on to the night rate electricity tariff. And I said, well, she said, you'd have to pay €50.
To get out.
And he's like, yeah. I said, excuse me? And I said, well, surely under the circumstances, since you were the one that messed up, you'd forfeit that €50. No, we wouldn't. And I said, how many other people in your system have been caught up like this? And I said, I'm particularly interested in how many pensioners. Now, I don't like playing the age card, to be perfectly honest. But I said, you know, there are people that would be my age that wouldn't be computer friendly.
Of course, yeah. No, absolutely. Well, like, look, and I totally see the point, Mary, that you're making. Well, we're happy. We'll certainly get on to Bord Gáis for you and see if we can get anything from them in relation to this. And if we hear anything back from them, we'll certainly be in touch with you.
Okay, listen, thank you so much, Andrea, for taking. I was just very annoyed, and I am very annoyed about it.
I know. Well, look, we have actually, since we've been talking to you, Bord Gáis have got back, or they've got in touch with us about this. And what they say is, Bord Gáis Energy can confirm that the issue arose due to a meter exchange for the customer account and the timing at which this took place. On the 28th of August, the customer changed to a 24-hour meter to a day-night peak meter. And at this time, a customer bill was due to be issued, but as a meter reading was due from ESB Networks, the distribution of this bill was delayed. This delay resulted in a shorter time frame between subsequent bills, which occurred in October and November respectively. We can confirm that no duplicate charging occurred and the issue was a customer-specific matter, no wider customer base impact at all. We do acknowledge the communication of this matter should have been managed in a more efficient and clear manner, and we are reviewing this internally to improve our processes. We would like to sincerely apologise to the customer affected, and we will issue a credit as a gesture of goodwill in acknowledgement of the inconvenience that this matter may have caused. And I hope, Mary, that small gesture from Bord Gáis in some way will go to you know, maybe making the situation that little bit better. If you want to raise your own issues with us, drop us an email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.